agenda where we left off, I believe.
Yes, Madam Chair, board members, item number 11, Finance Committee Quarterly Update. This update comes from their September 9th, 2021 quarterly meeting.
Thank you. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Yes, it was a pretty complete meeting. The bottom line is we're looking at a deficit this year of about $7.4 million. It's to be expected. It's a transitional year. We're still under a public health emergency, and so utilization of the inpatient facility is down, but staffing is has to be maintained at the at a full level because of credentialing and certification and other issues. So eventually this will go away once Granite Hill becomes active. So we need to move with dispatch on making sure that happens as quickly as possible. The current BHD staff, administrative staff, are going to be moving over to the COG Center. And that will happen probably next year. Date is uncertain. There's going to be extensive build-outs associated with renovating that facility. It's right next to the new emergency center. So that could be quite an exciting environment at the end of the day. So we're carrying a burden here, and that burden is due to this transition, which we are fully committed to. Upside, you just heard about the American Rescue Act Planning Committee. There possibly would be funds available through that group, through that task force, to offset some of this deficit. We're hopeful. Matt and Mike are certainly able to speak to what we might be able to do as a board to encourage a good look at that, but certainly the county leadership, including County Exec Crowley, is very much aware of our needs. He's heavily involved in some of this planning. So it's not all dire. I think even the wraparound, yes, they reduced our rates. The wraparound rates were reduced slightly, but there has been some cost shifting, and wraparound is not in bad shape. It appears to be, administratively quite sound. Hopefully, Wakely and the county negotiating team, Matt and others, can still persuade the state to take another look at how those rates are developed. Matt is in the process of negotiating an overhead rate that sort of breaks with tradition, the 10% limit. So there's some hope there. But I think the biggest hope is on the American Rescue Act Task Force and seeing whether those funds could transfer over to BHD. But maybe, Matt, Mike, you have additional comments to make.
Thank you, Tom. Any comments from Mike or Matt? Matt?
Sure, yes. Thank you. First of all, that was a fantastic summary. I don't think I could have said it better myself. We are anticipating a $7.4 million deficit in 2021, but as Mr. Lutzow noted, that is anticipated in our 2022 budget, and we will have ample reserve funds to make it through that transition with some reliance on reserve funds in 2021 and in 2022. We are looking to ARPA funds to fund a variety of DHHS initiatives that will benefit BHD, such as the COG Center renovation, such as our No Wrong Door case management IT project, also hoping to receive some ARPA funding for the Mental Health Emergency Center capital and operational startup costs. So we've put in a number of requests through that committee, optimistic of going through that process, as you just heard from Director Roman. I think the only other thing that I'd like to mention of concern is that we're continuing to see a lot of provider agencies reach out to us with challenges in the labor market. It seems like the labor market issues are only going to get worse before they get better. We've reached out to the state and a number of different partners on those concerns. Unfortunately, we don't have very many tools in our toolkit right now to simply increase rates unilaterally from Milwaukee County's perspective. So we state is aware of the issue. Unfortunately, in some cases, it requires legislative action to draw down additional funding. So we're working on creative strategies, doing what we can within our current limitations. But just wanted to put that on everyone's radar, as I'm sure most of you are already aware in your own organizations.
Thank you, Matt. Any questions from the board? Great summary, Tom.